One presentation KPI lecture and one video. For the case if it doesn't work from presentation directly.
Where is the video?
Video is education in the best. This file number one,
and then the video,
and the video education in the best class.
But we can just show from my PC, that's okay.
That's okay.
Yeah. So, I can help you if you want, but should we just show this presentation first?
Presentation first, yes. KPI lectures will be first. So I must click here, or should I?
It's working.
Oh, okay.
Good.
Then you put on
and
this
then
one.
We can record using this also, that we don't
have
this works,
that.
Right?
Also
and then we also
education
want to...
Education, that one. Yeah, this is the video. I don't know if we're
now
sound.
Now it's showing.
The UJ education. KPI has the older academic tradition, and everything here works like a switch clock.
It has a really big campus.
Yeah. And the biggest student library in Ukraine.
Here, students can make their own course for students Formula 1.
There is only one faculty of welding in Ukraine, and it is here in Cafe.
You have a lot of opportunities to do sport.
Cafe is the highest level of education in Ukraine.
Is it starting recording now?
Yep. and I press F5.
Collaboration in developing courses basically in Industry 4.0. So we have a collaboration with the Kiev Polytechnic Institute in Kiev, Ukraine, together with NTU, and we are then co-financed by the financing body in Norway, DQ, to develop courses in collaboration, and this is part of this course, okay?
So yes.
And very
thank you.
Welcome to our two professors today.
Thank you, Peter. Hi, everyone. We are from Ukraine, from Kyiv, and we're going to tell about sustainable development processes under Industry 4.0 conditions today. We are here. Where are we from? Kyiv Polytechnic Institute is in Ukraine, and this is with big university. And this is the largest university in Ukraine, which was founded about 120 years ago. And today there are many different bachelor's, master's, and PhD programs there. So we are teaching at the moment about 26,000 students. In Ukraine, a quarter approximately of all the students which are preparing on different technical programs are our students, are the students of KPI, Kyiv Polytechnic Institute. And there are many teachers, PhD level students, so all the recognition and research staff is more than 3,000 people, sorry. So here is the main training direction. And the most important, I think, technical, but there are many other directions, for example, economics and management, also humanity directions like art, journalism, psychology, sociology, and another. So this is my worries, our worries about KPI, but what our students, particularly international students, say about us. So. Let's see, and hear them. Just brief.
I enjoy the system of education.
KPI has the old academic traditions, and everything here works like a Swiss clock.
It has a really big campus.
And the biggest student library in Ukraine.
Here, students can make their own cars for students Formula One.
There is only one faculty of welding in Ukraine, and it is here in KPI.
You have a lot of opportunities to do sports.
In KPI is the highest level of education in Ukraine.
In this place, there are plenty activities for creative students, where you can develop your acting skills, dancing skills, singing skills.
After I graduate, I can apply my knowledge to get a job at any international company.
Okay, so let's continue. Just a little technical pause. Mm-hmm. Yes. So why we are here now? The first reason is because we are working within the project of NTNU and KPI in collaboration in Industry 4.0 education conditions. And KPI is the big university, but the two main departments are working together now as KPI team. The first one is Institute of Mechanical Engineering, and the second one is the Faculty of Management and Marketing. And we work together to be here today and to be here
in future, I hope. And the second reason is that sustainable development is one of the most important research project and area in KPI. Supervised personally by Rector Michael Zgurovsky. And me and Natalia have been working for several years on the development of these research projects particularly. So I hope you could hear yesterday and before that different processes of the sustainable development and circularity is very important. And this funny and very serious simultaneously picture is about how we can be responsible for our own lives and how we can be responsible for what do we produce and how do we produce and what should or how should we consume. And if we take into account all the processes shown on this picture, we will get our sustainability and our happiness. But also, we must understand that today the main problem is a new problem of the conditions of industry 4.0. Because, for instance, for enterprises, there are many new challenges and many new opportunities simultaneously in a marketplace that should be taken into account also. So, what does it mean, industry 4.0, not as the essence of the term, but as the information and conditions for business, for people, and for government. For example, for government, we cannot influence government significantly, obviously, but we are people which can work together and become business or an enterprise or personality which will influence all the processes shown on this little table. So the advantages of Industry 4.0 for business is that we have a significant growth of innovation and information which influence the efficiency, productivity and cost savings. But at the moment we have the challenge of unemployment because the new conditions and changes in industry and because of many processes of industrial enterprises and production becomes more easy. It influences the situation of labor market and many people need work. The second one advantage is about growth of data and the possibilities that we have when we work with the big amount of data now. But at the same time, we have another one challenge that Industry 4.0 generate is about poor countries that are not rich now and have been never rich before and probably wouldn't in future. And this is about the resources and raw material and human resources, particularly in these countries, because many countries are become already suppliers for those who are rich, and this is a big challenge. And the last one advantage is regarding artificial intelligence. Is it a problem or is it opportunity? This is the question that should be discussed, but this is the fact. Artificial intelligence is here now, and the threat of cybersecurity will grow as a result of the access to the information. So, what is the key component of competitiveness of an enterprise in such new conditions at the market? So this is the big, quite big table, but the core of this table and core of information I wanted to show is that despite machinery and cyber physics system exist now, we still need to point our view to the production potential itself and to the resources of enterprises. For example, material resources is very important, and the quality level and expenses for supply and storage dependencies on suppliers, labor, information, and so on. And you can see this table, and this is only a short part of the real situation, which must be taken into account by enterprises. But the most important, I think, is to first at this level, production potential and resources. What does it mean, Industry 4.0 at the enterprise level? I believe we understand, but what does it mean, sustainability and sustainable development at the micro economic level, at the level on the enterprise? That should be discussed now. So I will give the word to my colleague Natalia. We will change the thing.
Thank you.
And this one. Technical universe.
Thank you. Performance of the enterprises should be based on the principle of the sustainable development. In the recent years, the essence of the concept of theory of sustainable development of enterprises has been reflected in the concept of corporate social responsibility. Social responsibility of business is the concept that a business, in addition in compliance with the laws and production of quality products and services, voluntarily undertakes additional obligation to society. Therefore, the United Nations Industrial Development Organization pays great attention to this concept. And more information you can find on its slide, its website. So UNIDA based its corporate social responsibility program on a triple bottom line approach. It is a successful tool for small and medium enterprises in developing countries. Any company, any business must be sustainable. So it must be financially secure, minimize its negative employment impact, and act in conformity with social expansion. So you can see three directions of corporate social responsibility. They are economic, social, and environmental. The main purpose of enterprises, private enterprises, is to maximize its profit and increase its value. The cost of providing social development and reducing impact of environmental, as a rule, is additional financial burden to the enterprises. But proper implementation of corporate social responsibility concept can bring competitive advantages such as increase sales and profits and reduce operational costs and other costs. Activation of the company's social and environmental development can be achieved in two ways. One of them is legislative, and another way is voluntary. In our opinion, more efficient must be second way, because enterprises must be motivated to work in social and in environmental aspects, and actively using Industry 4 tools is direct solution to this problem. In this slide you can see some economic effects from realization of Industry 4 tools in enterprises. Enterprises can reduce operation cost and operation cycle, not production cost, and they can improve custom services, increase revenues and profits. In the context of concept of sustainable development, enterprises that quickly improve the technologies of Industry 4 will receive positive economic effect by increasing the revenue and reducing cost. As for environmental factor, it is also present in the form of saving natural resources, reducing emission to the environmental, etc. However, the social effect from implementation of Industry 4 will not be unambiguous. So, according to the report of World Economic Forum, Digital Transformation Initiative, Mining and Metals Industry, only in the metallurgical and mining industries in 2016-2025, the expected effects of digital information will have an effect of $319 billion and mean a reduction of 330,000 employees, unfortunately. At the same time, there is a growing demand for new creative profession, in particular for IT specialists and for working with data. According to study by McKinsey, by 2020, only in United States expected a deficit of from 140 to 190,000 specialists who can work with data. The training of specialists for management with technology innovation is also relevant. That is why states and companies strive to invest in artificial intelligence and machine learning. And therefore, at this stage, top management and of enterprises and young people should take into account threats due to the using of Industry 4 technologies in order to make appropriate measures in advance to achieve sustainable development. And now some example of Ukrainian enterprises that improve Industry 4 tools, innovation tools for its sustainable development. The first is Energoatom. It is a key player of Ukrainian energy sector. The company produces reliable electricity supply and other services in this industry. To do this, Energoatom implemented a number of investment projects in 2017. It is a big company, big corporation, with cooperates with international companies and international initiatives. So it has more than 13 partners in other countries such as Sweden, Germany, Poland, France, and others. And in 2016, Energoatom was the first Ukrainian public enterprise to prepare a non-financial report in accordance with international standards. You can see correspondence of Energoatom's areas of focus with sustainable development goals and structure of social affairs management, environmental goals, and labor. So the main achievement in field of sustainable development of the company are presented in this slide. They are reliable and safe electricity production, social benefits and professional development of employees, and of course transparency, accountability, and fight against corruption. In this slide you can see that company achieved 14 goals from 17 goals of sustainable development. It's very good result, especially for Ukrainian company. And the next is the tech. Next example is the tech. It's a strategic holding company that develop business in the energy sector. They have 74,000 employees. And this company produce coal and natural gas, generate electric power and supply power to end consumers and provide energy services. And main indicators for 2017 you can see on this slide. Focuses areas this company in the innovation sector are customs, technologies, business processes, and opening new business. The basic principles of custom policy are comfort and convenience, manageability, customer attraction, and retention. And of course, this company using industry for technology, such as digital twin for industrial facilities, blockchain technology, predictive analytics, 3D printing, and other. And the main principles in this field are efficiency, new solutions, and reliability. As you saw, they plan to improve their technologies with basic principles such as minimization of labor cost, error prevention, automatization of company services, and they plan open new business with these principles like creation new products, introduction of new business models, and use of industrial size. And this company actively used the industry for technology in this in their business and plan in the future used it. The next company is MHP, Mironovsky Bakery Product. It is leading in producer of Ukrainian meat market, and strong growth across all business streams is their strategic goals. And you can see innovation lies at the heart of MHP business approach, such as wood traceability, antibiotic-free meat production, carbon neutrality, and sustainable agriculture. And in Ukraine, there is some organization, it's center for corporate sustainable researches development. It is expert organization that was founded in 2008. Its mission is to introduce social responsibility for system and quality changes in Ukraine. The center brings together more than 40 Ukrainian companies, and in 2018, they did report about corporate social responsibility in Ukrainian company. So main causes of its field in the company activity are presented on this slide. They are moral consideration, it approves regulation of company, it helps increase loyalty of staff, and other goals. And as you can see, the priority areas of government and private company, according to reports, are presented in this slide, and they have some both and some different goals. And more information you can see on the website this organization. It's very interesting information and can be used in your researches and other works. So.
Thank you, Natalia. And
It's really important on the enterprise level to understand what does it mean Industry 4.0, as you know, I hope, at the moment. So, but I would like to thank that student who did ask very important and brilliant, in my opinion, question yesterday. It was regarding how do we know where to go if we don't know where we are at the moment. And this is the core question for the assessment of the sustainable development processes right now. Because to develop some strategies and to develop some new steps to be better every day, we must to understand where we are at the moment. So, two main issues for the scientists, and I hope we all are scientists here particularly, are the next. The first one is to understand what does it mean, and the second one is to analyze and to assess. First must be assess or evaluate, and then to analyze the sustainable development processes. But how do we assess these processes? The methodology is really important. And Industry 4.0 plays a significant role when we want to choose the appropriate method for the evaluation. So how to measure, how we can measure the sustainable development processes? For example, at KPI, I wouldn't say that this is the only right version for the assessment, but at KPI level in Ukraine and at the world level, I believe, because this organization, World Data Center, is a member of the World Data System, exists one author created methodology for the assessment of various sustainable development processes, for example, in economic, social, and ecological way. There are many symbols and formulas and a great picture. I hope you can see it. But the core of it and what we need to understand is when you have a maximum level of three main directions, economic, social, and ecological, you have the balance of the components of sustainable development. It means that we can develop in the right way. But I think this one green vector is a theoretical model, and it is impossible to get simultaneously three maximum. So we need to understand that every country will have a particular angle here. The deviation which shows us what does it mean economic today and how we can develop the social moments today, because there are unbalanced every day, it seems. Using those methodology and calculating the complex index of sustainable development, we use particular indicators. For example, we assess the market size and level of financial market development, and another different types of economic, social, and ecological indicators. And this is only one part of the big table that shows us what we can use to assess many processes. And as we are economists, the table begins from the economic part, we just decided to show you this part, but you can use the source Sustainable Development Analysis, Global and Regional Context, from the website of World Data Center, ORGUA, and there are many different types of monographs and books that show how we obtained the global sustainable index or regional one, so you can get more information, I think. To assess is the only one part, but another one is to visualize and to understand what we can change, because the parameter as the parameter doesn't give us any information. But still, the moment we began to analyze this, And one of the instruments to analyze different types of indices is the platform Heroku that World Data Center uses today, and the instrument DigiUp that gives us an opportunity to get the index of sustainable development, this table, and to build different types of instruments to visualize how we can understand these processes. For example, this map is about the index of sustainable development, and this map shows us different levels of the development. Green one is good, and Norway is here. You can see, if you go there to this site, you can choose countries and see more detailed information, but this is only the example how we can work with that. And to visualize, it's very important to understand what we can change. And there is a brief analysis of three countries, two guests and one country, Norway, Ukraine and Japan, on different types of indicators, for example, Gini coefficient, conflict increasing, global disease, different threats of sustainable development in different words. And global threats you can see on this picture. This is the difference between Japan, Norway, and Ukraine, as a little little example. But what should we do with this? We should understand what we need to change today, because if we don't change, we can grow, and if we don't grow, we are not living. So thank you for your attention. I hope we will hear questions from you.
Trying to adopt all the enterprises under the Industry 4.0 conditions. Moreover, KPI has its own center for Industry 4.0, and it was opened last year. The name is Industry 4.0 Center, and the aim of the center is to join together business, government, and education to understand, to analyze, and try to improve different types of Industry 4.0 processes. So yes, so we have attempts in this way.
But what do you see as, is there any hindrance from your point of view? I think that depends on what the definition you have on 4.0, but still there is, let's say, far away from the most advanced vision. So, what do you see as one of the biggest hindrances to be able to reach these goals for Industry 4.0?
We are economists.
Okay.
So we have economic point of view. First of all, this is financing. And I think our students are going to sleep now, because they hear this every day, that financing is very important for Ukraine, because actually, I didn't mention this on slide, but Ukraine has 130 position in global rate of sustainable development, and mostly because of financing, and mostly because of economic and political uncertainty and instability now. So financing is the one. But another one is regarding labor force and intellectual potential, I think, because Ukraine itself has problem of when our professionals and when our intelligent youth leaves us and go to other countries. So
this is, yes, someone is here now, but somewhere it is Germany, Belgium, France, and they wouldn't go back, I know. So intellectual potential is very important also. And the Industry 4.0 Center in Kyiv is trying to resolve this issue. For your comment. As we mentioned earlier, at the enterprise level, mostly sustainable development as the concept is realized through the understanding of CSR. And as the circular economy is only the part of the sustainable development processes, we tried to give the opportunity to students to understand that sometimes it is different to find necessary information regarding sustainable development and circularity on the enterprise level, because mostly this information is about countries and country development. So yes, you are absolutely right. This is, those things are and those concepts are different. But now the situation that we have is when enterprise try to implement Industry 4.0 and sustainable development processes into its practice and shows it only in the reports of one type. Corporate responsibility, social responsibility. So that is the question, that is the problem, but not the right way to do. Mm-hmm. Yes, sure. Thank you for the question.
I was curious, you mentioned that the energy company in Ukraine had started exploring using, for instance, augmented reality technology. Do
yes.
you know any examples? Have you seen them try to use it?
Yes, thank you for your question. Our chief, Vojtko Serhii, last year finished his 31st book, I think. It's very large scientific work that he did. And about 15 or 20% of all those books are related to different technology processes, and particularly to Industry 4.0 processes in Ukraine. Natalia, could you please answer the question regarding the particular technology in at our enterprises and how enterprises can show us what they want and what we can, what they can to do with those
enterprises.
Principles.
Thank you. Enterprises try to introduce the Industry 4 technology, and the big part of these enterprises is international cooperation, because they have more money, more financial resources, and they can put in science, in innovation technology. But more small enterprises do something in this way, but no no result in this.
They try to implement.
And all results in this field we can find in non-financial reporting that all big enterprises must put in his website. And if we want to find some information, more information, we can find it on his on its website. But unfortunately, it there's no more information because it's a commercial.
Commercial secrets. We remember that we visited Raufoss Industrial Park last time, and we was invited to the main part, production part, but not to the development part. So, yes, please.
So, okay, thank you. Just
thank
one
you.
Comment is that
yes.
I know that you have quite close collaboration with Microsoft in Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So,
yes.
And you know that Microsoft is trying to push the HoloLens technology.
Yes,
so,
they're trying.
So that's
mm-hmm.
an opportunity, I believe, for Ukraine to start looking and using that, perhaps with sponsorship from
yeah, sure.
Microsoft. That would be a
mm-hmm.
good thing.
To involve investment.
Yes, because they need people involved and programmers, for instance.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you.
In the face of economic slowdown process, how to manage the economic dimension of the sustainability to maximize the sustainability index?
To maximize? Yes. Maybe I will show some slide again, but I believe you remember those picture which shows us the theoretical vector with coordinates 1, 1, 1. No, you didn't. Okay, so we will show you previous, yes, this one. As you can see at this picture, this point, the green vector, shows us how we can balance three main components: money, people, and planet. But I mentioned that this is only a theoretical model, because did you remember that Carla said yesterday that if we are trained to reach one goal, we will lose in another goal? That example was very detailed and really cool. But this is the same, but in general, this is the big picture. And when we will try to maximize the index, that would mean that we will try to maximize all simultaneously, all three components, and it is impossible. And this is the great question to discuss in many different types of scientific schools now. So at the moment, the question is, we have no resolution for this scientific and practical issue, but we are trying to be closer to the maximum that we can obtain at the moment. And those problems are really different and really expensive for us. Maximum 1, 1, 1 is,
no,
we
country
will never reach it, yes. And it depends on country also. Is it China or is it Norway, is it Japan? What is the important for them? Economic, social, or ecological? Problems. So, thank you for your question.
Okay, I think we need to stop here. So, thank you
yes.
very much.
Thank you.
Just want to make a final remark or comment. So, as you can see, KPI is very advanced in sustainability, and they are, I think, one of the main reasons why we are where we are today regarding our master in sustainable manufacturing, because in the beginning we had a lot of help from KPI, and also I understand the problem with the brain drain from Ukraine, and I'm very happy that some of them end up here. I understand they wish them to be in Ukraine, but anyway, we have been very lucky with that some of your extra students were making their PhDs here, and also
yes.
we were very much relying on these students when we do the master's degree.
Thank you. Thank you.